the second study that I want to present is the impact of training systems on vine performance and fruit composition of cold hardy wine grape cultivars. I'm going to go a little bit faster here in introduction since they are the same hybrid, interspecific hybrid cultivars. But it's thanks to the introduction of these new hybrids that the wine industry in cold climate regions like Wisconsin and in other regions of the Midwest has expanded, and there's a big growth in the last 10 years of the grape and wine industry. However, as I said, some of the challenges, one of them is achieve good and high quality for wine production, but then another problem that we have is that these varieties tend to have a very, very vigorous growth habits. And growers struggle during the growing season to try to control vigor and try to manage these vines. So the objective of this study was to evaluate three training systems, high cordon, vertical shoot positioning, and a divided canopy Scott Henry on vine growth, yield, and fruit quality traits for four cold hardy hybrid cultivars. And this was also located in southern Wisconsin. The treatment you can see here on the right is a traditional vertical shoot positioning, mostly used in California and in other areas like in Chile, South Africa, for vinifera. Then the Scott Henry that's right in the middle is a divided canopy, so it has double the canopy. And then the high wire cordon on the right side, which is basically very, the cordon goes all the way up to the top wire of the trellis. In the case of this study, we had it at 6 foot high, and then the shoots grow down, which is actually works very well for these varieties, these hybrid varieties. Some of them tend to have a more of a procumbent growing habit, so that's why we were testing this system. These are the same four varieties that I previously presented. So we have Brianna and La Crescent, the top cultivars for white wine production in Wisconsin, and then on the bottom we have Marquette and Frontenac, which are the most important for red wine production. The experimental design, vineyard was established in 2012. It was around one-third of an acre, and it was a randomized complete block, and we have four blocks there. And the vines were spaced at 7 feet, and the type of soil is a loam and silt loam mix. So this is how the growing season looks for 2015 and 2016. You can see here in the graph on the y-axis is the growing degree days on a 10 degrees Celsius base. And we started monitoring from April 1st all the way until the end of October. And Verizon was around for 2015 and 2016 around the last week of July, the first week of August. So you can see it's a very short growing season, not a lot of growing degree days accumulation compared to the more traditional growing regions, grape growing regions. Rainfall accumulation. In 2015, we had around almost 70 centimeters of rain in that same period, and in 2016, 74. The big difference is that you can see on the black line, that is the 2016, we had a big rainfall in the last part of the growing season, which definitely affected fruit quality and the timing of the harvest. So here are the results for yields. This is in kilograms of fruit per meter of trellis. We standardized everything. I want to say that all of the treatments were standardized to six shoots per feet of trellis so that they all had the same number of shoots. And you can see on the very top, there's Brianna and La Crescent, the two white varieties. And then on the bottom, Frontenac and Marquette. And all of the following graphs are going to have the same display. And you see that for Brianna in particular, we saw that the Scott Henry, which is the divided canopy, tend to have a significantly higher amount of fruit only in 2016 compared to the other two treatments, and then it was followed by high cordon and the VSP. La Crescent shows significant difference for kilograms of fruit per meter of trellis in both years, with Scott Henry having a higher yield. And that makes sense given that it's a double canopy, so we have double the amount of shoots for the same length of the trellis. And follow exactly the same by high cordon, and then VSP tended to have the lower yields. Frontenac, again, we have the Scott Henry both years significant, and it was the highest yielding system. And followed by the high cordon and the VSP. And Marquette, we only had significance for 2016, and the Scott Henry, the same with the other varieties, was the one that was yielded the most, but we didn't see any significant difference between the high cordon and the VSP. which is sort of interesting. One of the things that we see is that Brianna is one of those varieties that really likes to grow in a more procumbent system, and it does much better in the high wire cordon than in the VSP, where the shoots are actually positioning downwards versus the VSP, which ones are positioning upwards. So we think that there's a relationship there in the just grow habits of some of these varieties and their background from different Vitis species and how that is influenced whether they prefer to grow in one system or the other. For yield of the number of clusters per meter of trellis, we see that this is very similar to the yield, the same thing in the number of clusters. Brianna only significant for 2016, with higher in Scott Henry, followed by High Cordon and VSP. La Crescent show very similar trends. The Scott Henry is higher, and the same for Frontenac and Marquette as with the yield. In terms of pruning weights, to see how much these vines actually grew, we didn't see any significant difference for either of the years in Brianna. They had statistically the same, between the three systems, the same pruning weights. This is also standardized in kilograms of fresh pruning weights per meter length of the trellis. And then La Crescent, we tended to have a higher pruning weights in the Scott Henry. Frontenac, the High Cordon was actually significantly higher, not different from Scott Henry, but it was significantly different from VSP. And Marquette, we didn't see any significant difference in the pruning weights. The Ravaz Index, which is basically the ratio between the kilograms of fruit and the kilograms of dormant pruning per vine, were significantly different for Brianna. We had a higher index in the Scott Henry, and that is basically what is driving this is that we had lower yields and higher, higher yields and lower dormant prunings. In La Crescent, we did also see significant difference with VSP having a lower index compared to the Scott Henry, and in Frontenac, something very similar. And at the end, for Marquette, we only saw that the VSP was actually the one that had the lowest ratio, which basically means that we had more dormant prunings, so bigger vines and less fruit. In terms of the quality and soluble sugar concentration that was measured in bricks, we didn't see much of a difference at all, given that we had significant difference on yield production and really significant difference between one treatment and the other. We only saw that the VSP tended to have higher bricks than the other two systems in Marquette for 2016. In terms of acidity, which is very important for us, we did not see any significant difference, only for Frontenac in 2016, and we tend to have a little bit higher TA levels in the High Cordon compared to the Scott Henry, but not significant from the VSP. So in summary, the Scott Henry training system produced the higher yields in all cultivars, followed by the High Cordon and the VSP, though they were not always significantly different. In terms of fruit soluble solid concentration and TA, for Scott Henry, they were all comparable. We didn't see much of a difference despite the higher yields in Scott Henry. And one of the things that we got out of this only two-year study, we're going to continue evaluating this, but is that maybe we can have higher yields in these varieties than we thought, and that the Scott Henry might be one possibility, even though that is more intensive in terms of labor, but we do actually produce almost double what we can produce on VSP, and the quality of the fruit seems to be consistent. So this is a good news for the growers. And with that, I'm happy to answer any question about this talk or the other talk. Any questions? We actually looked, more than looking at fruitfulness, we looked at cold hardiness on some of these, and we opened some of the buds and add, you know, the base three buds of each shoot, they all carry clusters. So we didn't see any difference when we're doing that. Yes, Matt. That's a good question. We are working on that. We haven't done it. This was all in juice, but we are going to we're following up and looking at the wine quality. We made wine out of all of those harvests, and so we are evaluating not only that, but anthocyanins and some phenolic compounds, and we're going to look also at volatiles. Well, if there's no more questions, thank you.